Hindi Movies Review Destination. This is Meetu of Vogma with your weekly dose of what to watch and what to miss. What are these people? What kind of hatred is this? Joint Commissioner Maria, played by Nana Patekar, is as baffled by the unimaginable brutality of the 26/11 attacks as we were on 26 November 2008. In another scene, he's seeking help from the central government while the attacks are on, and his helplessness comes through with an exasperated, "I don't know what to do." The thought behind these two sentences vibrates within, even before they have been said out loud in the film. Huh? The large space between these lines is what makes any terrorist attack what it is. Its attempt to address these lines is what makes the attacks of 26/11 a movie worth watching. The first half numbs you with episodes of the 26/11 attacks one after another. Here though, weird camera angles, ridiculous focus on various statues, Laughing Buddha being the favorite, loud screeching violins in the background, all annoy and distract. But the content is so close to home that you can more or less ignore them. The body count too seems exaggerated, be it at the CST station or at the Taj Hotel. But throughout you make small connects with people who you could care for, children of course, but police officers and regular bystanders too. The connect is obviously because it could have been you or me or someone we know. And Ram Gopal Verma appropriately cashes in on this connect, even if with little finesse. Whether or not the film would be more human, more engaging, if it was in the hands of another director, I don't want to know. In fact, that issue remains throughout. Am I connecting with the film because of the characters and how the film is narrated, or is it inherent with my connect to the incident itself? Unfortunately, this is something I'll never be able to answer, and this will work in the film's favor forever. Also, I am sure there are many unsung heroes in this incident that didn't make their way into the film. Surely there are many changes and additions to the events to provide for that bit of drama needed to make a story into a film. Also, the film covers only the events of 26/11 and not the 2 days after. Yet, that is the cinematic liberty we can allow to a maker who is trying to go beyond just the occurrences of this one event. The second half has two main scenes which bring about a balance that I didn't think a film on this event could bring about. We as a nation are not in the mood to understand the psyche of the terrorist who has the audacity of holding one of our cities at ransom. So to try to bring about a sermon setting the right from the wrong might be considered a cop-out or brave, filmy or wise, depending on what your stand is. Surprisingly, I found myself in awe of Joint Commissioner Maria's word-for-word, thought-for-thought, concept-for-concept response in his spiel. All credit to some awesome dialogue writing and an overpowering dialogue delivery. It doesn't matter then whether or not the Joint Commissioner actually had such a conversation in real life. Here the director is talking to us, the citizens of this country. And maybe he hopes to reach out to the oddball, young, misguided jihadi who ends up watching this film. Nana Patekar's performance in that one scene could be enough to warrant a watch. What a relief it is to see him refrain from resorting to his typical style. Sanjeev Jaiswal as Kasab induces enough hatred to not want to watch him in any other film again. Then again, that is more because the character is not fictional. Despite all that was good about the film, it is difficult to shake off the disgust felt when I heard that director Ram Gopal Verma had visited the site of the attacks the day after. Insensitive of him, irresponsible of the people who allowed it to happen. The negativity that his visit had brought about will stay forever and will always be a black mark against his product. Yet, such films are important, if not to remind us of the difference between the fundamentals of religion and being a fundamentalist, to remind us of questions we should not stop asking our resilient selves. Are our shores secure today? If you are planning on taking your kids along, you should know that the film is certified adult and has tons and tons of gory bloody scenes. That's it from Vogma today. Visit vogma.com for a detailed written review. That's WOGMA.com. Bye and have an awesome weekend.